Good evening. Tonight is Monday, August the 9th, 2021. The topic is Rearranged Plans. Rearranged Plans. The reading is in Acts 13:4 and then Acts 16:6-15. Paul was a spiritual father, and Timothy was a disciple. So Paul took him to be brought up for Christ. Timothy's mother Eunice was Jewish, his father a Gentile was Greek, and his grandmother's name was Lois. Paul traveled around confirming and strengthening the churches which he had planted. Paul traveled everywhere to do good. He and Silas and Timothy went through Phrygia and Galatia, and tried to go to Asia. But the Holy Spirit forbade them to preach in Asia. So they came to Mysia and wanted to go into Bithynia. But again the Spirit suffered them not, so that they passed from Mysia to Troas, where a church was planted. The ministers of God are under a divine guidance and direction. God orders their steps, their judgment, and their desire. Their inclination was to go to Bithynia, yet the Holy Spirit overruled them. Though Paul wanted to go where he had a mind to go, but he needed to go where God wanted him to go. He was beckoned to go to Macedonia. That was God's will for him at that point. Rerouting. God rerouted Israel from 11-day trip into a 40 years of wandering. Man is an intelligent creature who has the faculty to plan for himself. But as a depending creature, he's subject to the direction and dominion of his Maker. Our prayer daily should be, Lord, direct my way. There is no need for anyone to be without direction or to wander amidst perplexities and complexities of this life. It says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Every regenerated soul gets out on its voyage with an invisible captain on board who knows the nature of our sealed orders from the outset, and who will shape our entire voyage according to his will and our best. Has God ever changed pastures on you? Has he ever rerouted your path? Many times we imagine that God's plans mean disaster and affliction, but he is simply changing pastures for our own good. There's a story about the missionary Livingstone, who planned to go to China, but God led him to Africa. Alexander Mackay prepared for work in Madagascar, but was directed to Uganda to aid in founding one of the most remarkable missions in the world. Carey proposed to go to the South Sea, but was divinely guided to India to give the Bible in the native tongue to its millions. God sometimes reroutes our path. How do we respond? How should we respond? It's amazing how many people in the Bible were rerouted. Let's look at how they responded. Jacob thought he was going to stay home forever, but he was sent to his uncle for 22 years. Joseph, the favorite son of Jacob, left to Egypt and was ripped from his father's heart. Israel thought it will only take 11 days to reach Canaan, but God rerouted their way for 40 years. David was pulled out of his father's sheepfold and became a fugitive for 13 years. Mary wanted to marry Joseph, but Jesus got into the picture. When Jesus gets into the picture of our plans, he alters our route for the good. God sometimes reroutes our paths, so let's look at how should we respond. We should not fight it. We should not question it. We should submit to it, delight in it. And the answer in Isaiah 46:10 and 11 says, why? Because God declares the end from the beginning, and from ancient time the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Verse 10 and in verse 11 it says, I will also bring this to pass. I have purposed it, and I will also do it. We sometimes look at our life and we see how we make plans, but God reroutes those plans and inserts his own plan for our own good. Look at these verses. Submit yourself, therefore, to God, for that he ought to say, if the Lord willing, we shall do this or that. In Isaiah 45:9, woe unto him who strives with his master. We make our plans, and we keep pulling, and God has his plans, and he keeps pulling. We are fighting and striving with our master. Proverbs 19:21, there are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, it is the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. In Proverbs 16:9, it says, a man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directs his steps. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And Paul said in 1 Corinthians 4:19, but I will come to you shortly, if the Lord wills. I like this poem. It says, he leads us on by paths we did not know. Upward he leads us, though our steps be slow. Though often we faint and falter on the way, though storms and darkness often obscure the day, yet when the clouds are gone, we know he leads us on. We need to learn that God's plans are always better than ours. And God's plans require our total submission to him. If everyone tried to conquer Canaan his own way, what chaos this would have resulted in. To complete an enormous calling of conquering the land, everyone must agree to complete the task in God's way. We must fully agree to his plans and to follow them by putting them in action and carrying them out daily. So may the Lord help us not to ever follow our own plans, but make sure that we are following his plans. Amen.